News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're speaking today with Maggie Charlton, chair of the Brazos County Democratic Party, who will have their county convention this Saturday. Maggie Charlton.
The Brazos County Democratic Party is going to be having its county convention this Saturday at noon at Neal Recreation. Sign-in will begin at 11:30. All of our meetings are open. So anybody is welcome to come in and sit as a guest. If you want to register as a delegate for consideration to go to the state convention or to vote on items of business that might come up before the convention, you have to have either voted in the Democratic primary on March 4th, or when you sign in, you will be asked to sign an oath of allegiance saying that you have not participated in any other party's primary or convention. So we will convene and start at noon, and people are welcome to attend.
I'm just going to guess, do you have to be at least 18? And if so, is it by today or by the time elections roll around?
You have to have been eligible to vote to be a voting delegate for the March 4th primary. And we will have deputy registrars there and would be glad to register anybody to vote. I have one person who has signed up to come who is not registered to vote, so we will register them to vote. They will then be eligible to vote in the runoff on May 27th. And we will let them attend.
Okay, what about people who aren't currently registered in Brazos County, say some Texas A&M students or Blinn College students? What should they do?
They are welcome to come as a guest, or we can register them to vote in Brazos County, and then they will be eligible to vote here for the May 27th primary. But to attend a primary runoff, but to attend in Brazos County, you have to be registered to vote in Brazos County.
Okay. Is there a list of topics that you'll be covering for convention?
I just finished the agenda, and we will be voting on not only delegates to the state convention, we will be voting on resolutions. And so far, we have resolutions turned in on lifting. We're Democrats, so they're interesting. We have one on the lifting the blockade for trade with Cuba. We have one on universal preschool. We have one on access to women's health care. And those are some of the resolutions. We will have an hour during the convention when people may write resolutions and turn them in for consideration by the delegates to the county convention. And then those that are passed out will pass on to the state convention. One thing that is a little different this year for us is usually in the past we have held precinct conventions the night of the primary election at 7:15 after the polling places close. And we did not do this time. We are hoping that having it on a Saturday, having precinct conventions at the same time we have our county convention, that participation for people who work all day, who have to go home after they voted and get do homework and you know, get kids in bed and fix supper and or are working. They work a 7 in the morning till a 7 at night shift and can't make it to the precinct convention, may be able to attend.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, we're speaking with Maggie Charlton of the Brazos County Democratic Party. So for anyone who hasn't been to a county convention before, is there anything they need to know about, something they should bring or just something to keep in mind while they're there?
If they have their voter registration card, that would help because then I won't have to go back and look up their voter registration number on Monday, and we can, when they sign in, they'll be able to have their voter registration number. No, except that it's an interesting process. It is literally grassroots politics because the issues that come out of 254, there's more than that actually, because some counties don't caucus as a county. They caucus by senatorial district because they have more than one state senate district in their county. You know, that will happen in the larger counties. So not everybody caucuses by county, but the resolutions that come out help the state party set the legislative agenda. It's interesting. It's interesting to see what's on people's mind. It's a chance to have your voice heard. If you have a burning issue, and so we'll see. Everyone is a little different. You know, we try and plan, but every county convention that I've ever been to has been a little different than the one before.
Okay, and what's the best way to contact you, phone or website?
You can email us through the website, through our website, which is brazosdems.org. I do not have the list up yet. I will have it up next week of the runoff polling places, but other than that, the information is up to date. It shows who's on the ballot. You can call us directly at 979-779-5600.
That was Maggie Charlton of the Brazos County Democratic Party on News Talk 1620 WTAW.